Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 209 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by recognizing what we are, and from this place of truth, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our heart, to clear vision, coming into the present moment, settling into the next few minutes, allowing there to be no place to go, nothing to do, nothing to fix. Coming into the present moment right now, letting go of all the concepts, all the thoughts, all the emotions. Emptying. Noticing what's here right now. There may be thoughts, or body sensations, emotions, just noticing what's here, not really caring if they are here or not here. Simply allowing them to be if they are. And noticing that you are the space that allows them to be. being aware of what's here, now, in awareness. Without attachment, without meaning given to it, moving any interest in what's showing up in awareness to the awareness itself. The spaciousness of simply being. Remaining here and simply listening. Eckhart Tolle writes in his book, A New Earth, space consciousness means that in addition to being conscious of things, which always comes down to sense perceptions, thoughts, and emotions, there is an undercurrent of awareness . Awareness implies that you are not only conscious of things, objects, but you are also conscious of being conscious. If you can sense an alert inner stillness in the background, while things happen in the foreground, that's it. Space consciousness. This dimension is there in everyone. But most people are completely unaware of it. Sometimes he points to it by saying, "Can you feel your own presence?" Space consciousness represents not only freedom from ego, but also from dependency on the things of this world. It is the spiritual dimension. Which alone can give transcendence and true meaning to what is found in awareness, the world. Whenever you are drawn into a story, upset by an event, a person, a situation, the real cause is not the story, the event, the person, or the situation, but a loss of true perspective that only space can provide. You are trapped in object consciousness. Unaware of the timeless inner space of consciousness itself. if you find yourself drawn into a story. Simply return back to recognizing what you are. Spacious consciousness. if you find yourself drawn into a story. Simply return back to recognizing what you are. Spacious consciousness. The goal that you seek determines the experience that you have. But be not confused by the goal, for there are only two goals you can seek. You can seek independence, which is conflict, or you can seek listening, which is harmony and peace. Given from our Holy Spirit. The goal that you seek determines the experience that you have. But be not confused by the goal, for there are only two goals you can seek. You can seek independence, which is conflict, or you can seek listening, which is harmony and peace. The goal that you seek determines the experience that you have. But be not confused by the goal, for there are only two goals you can seek. You can seek independence, which is conflict, or you can seek listening, which is harmony and peace. The goal that you seek determines the experience that you have. But be not confused by the goal, for there are only two goals you can seek. You can seek independence, which is conflict, or you can seek listening, which is harmony and peace. Thank you for joining for quote 209 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.